Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on this midweek edition, we begin with opening night in the NBA with the defending champs welcoming in Kevin Durant and the Rockets. In 20 minutes, we ride one more time with Russell Wilson and what he has to say, his response to his former head coach, Sean Payton. Then we'll take a dip into my streaming corner at 6:40 and tell you what you should be watching. Chelsea, it looks like, based on what you're wearing, you are the biggest NBA fan on the planet. Welcome back to the association.
Oh, hell yeah. Nah, this was another clearance bin find. I think I've told you the story. Like, this was in the clearance section at Marshall's, where it was like, $9, NBA crop hooded sweatshirt. You're like, yeah, I'll take that. Because, listen, I don't even have to support a single team. Like, I am merely supporting the league. So, yeah. Win or lose, like, my team's always going to win because I support all of the teams.
That's right. What'd you say about the Kings? Bro, what are you talking about the Kings for?
The
Grizz? No, I don't want to hear anyone smiting the Grizz. You love the NBA. Did you watch a lot of NBA last night? I mean, it was all it was on. It's kind of our break before football and World Series on Friday.
Yeah, the timing was perfect because there was literally nothing else on. So, of course, I flipped it on and gave it a try, especially since we have this whole new, like, NBA on NBC stuff. So I was like, all right, well, at least tune in, see the round ball rock, and see them really try to tap into nostalgia. And it's crazy how nostalgia works. Like, every single time. It is such a powerful marketing tool that we see it in commercials. We see it in movies. They do, like, you know, oh, we're doing a reboot of this movie. And everybody goes crazy, even though we know we're stupid for doing it. But, like, people love nostalgia. So, like, when people see, like, the 90s theme, like, graphic throwbacks and all of that, it's just like we know what they're doing to us, but we still can't stop it.
It's like when they had John Tesh on the Today Show yesterday morning performing Round Ball Rock. Dun, 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 dun. He's got the gray hair now, just rocking out. I don't know if you've seen the original concert performance when he was at Red Rocks many moons ago, and now he's back, and I thought, man, I'm in like a time machine. But it was cool to have that back. They sort of redid it a little bit with a kind of a guitar riff that you didn't hear before. And I thought NBC did a great job, which we're going to talk about all this. It was a great night. So let's talk about your bets and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I won an NBA bet, James.
Yeah.
So I did forget the familiar feeling of when you watch a game and you have a player prop and they miss their first four shots. You're like, what have I done? Because Jenks, Alperen Sengun of the Rockets was the first leg of my player prop parlay. I needed him to go for 15 plus. And what does he do? He misses his first four shots. Just absolute the worst shots you could possibly think of. And I was like, oh my God, this is a terrible bet. But he did finish with 39 points in this game. Two overtimes certainly helped in the Rockets and Thunder game. Then had Luka Doncic 25-plus points. He had 43 for the Lakers, so that was a dub for me. My first player prop parlay in the NBA is a win. I think I should retire after this.
You should. One and done. Well, you got that out of the way. That first NBA bet is always huge. No wonder you're wearing the hoodie today. I would too. Had a couple bets last night. Took an L with the Stars. Come on. You lost to the Blue Jackets 5-1. Okay. But the old soccer hockey parlay came home. Barcelona win yesterday, 6-1. The Isles beat the terrible Sharks, who have now lost 17 straight, 4-3. So that was a dub. As for the Dogster, he finally took an L. First L in six tries as he was laying 6.5 with the Thunder. The Thunder win by a point. We're about to get into that. So for the week, Chelsea, on this Wednesday, you're 2-1-1. I'm 2-3-1. And the Dogster is 1-1. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great Wednesday morning. Great to be with you. And before we get into this game, Michael Jordan, I mean, the biggest name on the planet still in basketball, debuted on NBC, was talking about the game right before they got underway, and he's going to be sort of a, I don't want to say a correspondent, but they're going to have interviews with MJ throughout the season and just kind of get his insight, because this is not something he normally does. He sat down with Mike Tirico. Did you like it?
I think this is the same category as nostalgia, where you know what they're doing and you still like don't have any power to stop it. Because, Jenks, I have the sneaking suspicion that they're going to use bits of this same interview throughout the entire season. And I feel like they might have just told Michael Jordan, they're like, hey, we just need like 3 hours of your time. We're going to sit down and interview, and we're just going to air it through the entire season. Because I think a lot of people thought that he was going to be on the desk and he would give like real-time like analysis of the game. That was not the case. But because Michael Jordan has been so reclusive, and because we have not been, you know, inundated with all kinds of like updates from his life, and he's here on this and he's on this commercial, is that when we get stuff from Michael Jordan, we cling to it. And we're like, oh, yeah, these are great sound bites. And it's crazy some of the things that he was talking about, that he hadn't shot a basketball in years.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Somebody who is that competitive, and I guess I understand, you know, for somebody who played basketball for such a long time, because I'm sure he still plays golf, because I think it was when he was at the Ryder Cup and he rented a house. The house had a basketball court. And so he was like, hey, maybe I'll shoot a free throw. And he did it in front of like his kids or something. And he said it was like the most nervous he's been in years. Like, think about that. Michael Jordan shooting a mere free throw in front of like, what, five people? And he was nervous. Like, these are crazy stories that we have been yearning for.
Yeah. Well, it was the kids of the guy who rented him his house so he could stay at the Ryder Cup.
Kids.
Yeah. Okay. And so the guy was like, all right, can you do me a favor? You know, let's get some autographs. Let's get some pictures. You shoot a free throw? And he was like, oh, God, this guy has told these kids all about me. But the best part about that is, of course, it's the big lead up, and Tirico's like, I hope you switch that free throw. He got that smile, like that classic MJ smile. He's like, damn right I did. Like, of course he hit the shot. Just very classic MJ. But you're right. Just any sort of nugget from him, it's like we've been starving for years. So if someone throws a piece of Wonder Bread at you, you're like, oh my God, this bread's so good. Like, anything you hear from MJ is going to be just, you know, swallowed up and gobbled, and it's going to be amazing because he has so much knowledge to give, and we haven't heard it. So I think he's going to be a big addition. We'll see exactly how much they add, but certainly a good start last night. And when you talk about great starts, I mean, this is the game to have. The Thunder edging the Rockets by a point, 125-124 in double overtime. The Rockets getting 6.5. The Thunder minus 300, total set at 227.5. The over hits. SGA, 5 points in the first half, but finishes with 35, including this shot with 2 seconds to play in regulation.
Keep it on the floor, Gilgeous Alexander. MVP, down two on opening night. Pull up, SGA.
Got it!
Ties the game!
That, of course, is on NBC. We go to double overtime, where SGA hits 2 free throws to seal it. Chet Holmgren, 28-7. For the Rockets, you were talking about Alperen Şengün, 39 points, 11 boards, career high, 5 3-pointers, KD with 23, and the Thunder get their championship rings before they take the court. Those were crazy, and this was a game worthy of a season opener.
Oh, absolutely. This is all you could have wanted from a season opener, especially with like the storylines. He had, you know, the home team booing Kevin Durant a little bit because obviously he left Oklahoma City. And then you got everything you could have wanted from SGA. Like everything he did so well last year, scoring a ton of points, winning. and then drawing fouls. Like, I thought it was very poetic at the end that he baited Kevin Durant to get to the free throw line, because that's like the one knock on SGA is that sometimes he is a free throw merchant. But listen, like, you get to the line in those big moments, that's playing the game, brother. So in the end, a big win for the Thunder, as big as it could be, I guess, in the month of October. Yeah. But I think the main takeaway for me is that we knew that the Thunder were going to be good. They just won a national or a world championship, I guess you would say. But I think the Rockets are going to be good. Like, yeah, their defense, they are a huge team, too. Like, they called it their jumbo lineup. And I think it's one of the biggest, like, opening night lineups we've seen in, like, NBA history. Their team is tall.
Oh, just monsters. And they pushed the Thunder to the limit. They led for most of this game until, I think, that shot by SGA at the end or midway through the fourth. Like, the Thunder had not led until the second quarter of that game. So they were lucky to escape with a win, and the Rockets are going to be a real problem this season. There's no question about that. Houston will visit the Pistons on Friday. The Thunder head to Indiana in a rematch of the NBA Finals. That is tomorrow night. Elsewhere out west, the Warriors down the Lakers 119-109. The Warriors laying 2.5. Warriors minus 150. Total set at 225.5. The under hits by the hook by a half point. LeBron James not playing this game, as we know, because of that sciatica problem that will keep him out for the first few weeks of the season. So we get a monster night from Luka. 43 points, 12 rebounds, 47th time in his career he drops at least 40. But the night belongs to Golden State.
There's an edge.
And that makes him great, too. The fake and the finish. Draymond Green takes flight.
Once again, NBC with the call. Draymond, 8 points, 9 boards. Steph Curry with 23. And Jimmy Butler, opening night Jimmy, leads Golden State. 31 points, goes 16 of 16 from the line. Warriors open the second half on a 19-4 run and never look back. So this was a fine game. Not like the first one. It was just weird not to have LeBron out there. First time in 23 seasons he has not started. Why are you rolling your eyes? First time in 23 seasons he's never started a season opener.
I know, and he deserves credit for that. It's just one of those things where you have like this preconceived notion of like the superstars like don't show up in the NBA. Like, imagine you're somebody who got tickets to opening night, and you're like, ooh, LeBron, Luka, Steph, Jimmy Butler, and then they're like, hey, yeah, LeBron's not going to play. And that kind of feels like the primary complaint against the NBA. But like you said, LeBron has been pretty steady in season opener. So I guess he gets to take one off. But this was a decent game. We still had some star power. Luka Doncic, 43 points in this one in a loss. And Jimmy Butler, like, it's funny to me that we saw like little sound bites from Michael Jordan. And I feel like Jimmy Butler like kind of has a little Michael Jordan in him. The fact that we were all wondering kind of what iteration of Jimmy Butler we would see in opening night, because he was extremely banged up during training camp. He had rolled both of his ankles. Like, people were like, I don't know if he's gonna be 100%. And then what does he do? Like, he's, you know, has this great opening night and leads the team to a win. And then after the game, he had this quote that I thought was funny, and people are like, hey, like, why are things going so well for you in Golden State? He's like, because the game is easy. Everybody pays attention to Steph, and I have the easy job, with a little smile, which felt very Jimmy Butler-esque.
Yeah. Good to have the NBA back. It is weird not to have LeBron in a season opener, though. Like, if you think about his career, his longevity is a big part of one of the reasons why that he is considered by many the greatest, or certainly one of the greatest players of all time. That's without question. But it's because he has been so productive for so long. And BetMGM posted this last night on X. The last time the NBA had an opening night without LeBron, USB flash drives didn't exist. Kelly Clarkson had just won American Idol. Facebook hadn't been launched. Chappelle's show hadn't debuted. That seems like ages ago, but that's how long he's been in the association, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I have a VHS tape of LeBron James in high school because he played against one of my brother's AAU teams. And my dad literally put LeBron James. Like, he didn't even know his name, but it was on a VHS tape. Like, there are people these days that don't even know what a VHS tape is. Like, you had to put it, you know, in the VHS player. But yeah, he has been such a staple and somebody who's had such a long and productive career. I feel like that's the only thing, well, you can argue about this all you want. We're not going to do MJ versus LeBron. But I do think in a longevity perspective, like LeBron, like if you just simply look at the numbers, he has been productive for way longer than Michael Jordan was. So like he does have that over MJ.
Oh, yeah. He has that most over any player, honestly, not just MJ. Like that's just been one of the hallmarks of his career. Does your dad also have like a VHS tape? He's like, here's another guy who was good when he was younger. Timmy Butler. Look at this. Put it in. Like, it's Timmy Butler. Like, well, you're close, Dad. Just like LeBron. That's wild, though.
Well, like, to be fair, like, LeBron wasn't a common name, you know? And, like, listen, like, this was before the day of, like, the internet where, like, you would see something online. You're like, oh, I've read many articles on LeBron James. It's literally you just hear somebody say his name. So, like, LeBron James, sounds very similar.
Yeah. It's also so old that I remember when LeBron, depending on your time frame, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the, and I think it said the chosen one, and he was in high school, and now Sports Illustrated was the publication back then in sports, and now, what was it, a couple years ago, they got busted for generating AI authors on their website, just as completely disintegrated as a legitimate sports source. Coming up next here on the show, the Broncos moved on from Russell Wilson a few years ago, but the divorce still runs deep. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming up on the show, why does everyone hate Russell Wilson so much? I don't get it. I mean, we could talk about it now, but I'm trying to think of another athlete, at least in recent history, football or no, where the athlete has constantly gotten derision, who is not a bad guy, but somehow once there's a narrative out there or there's an idea out there that you're kind of corny or maybe you're not necessarily the best teammate, whatever it is, man, he's just had a hard time getting over the hump. And I'm trying to think of someone else that might be like that. I don't know who it is.
Well, it's crazy to me is that this was not always his reputation. Like, mm-hmm. he is somebody who was, like, very well-respected for a very long time. So, like, that's the crazy part to me is the trajectory where he went from, like, oh, somebody who, you know, I went to NC State with him. And I yeah. feel like it is very difficult for me to sit here and, like, criticize him because maybe he's changed with all the money and, like, the mm-hmm. Hollywood-ness of being married to Sierra. So, like, I get that. People change. But, like, in college, like, he's always been that guy. He's always been, like, such a goody-two-shoes that, like, people view it as corny, but that's just his personality. Like, he didn't mm-hmm. drink in college. Like, he would come to parties and, like, be cordial, and he would say hi to everybody and be very nice, and then he would leave. So, like, this has just always been him. Like, he graduated in 3 years. He's always been very smart. He's always been, like, super nice to everybody in the media. Like, he was one of my first interviews with the school paper.
Oh, how did that go? Was it fun?
I mean, he was so nice. Like, yeah. he was the biggest man on campus. And so, like, the fact that he took as much time as I needed was, like, a big deal. Like, he was so respectful. So I think when you meet people, like, really early in their careers and they're, mm-hmm. like, super nice and super respectful, you'll always have a soft spot for them.
Yeah, I get that. And also, I kind of feel like when it comes to Russ, I don't want to say that it's unfair, because we've heard different stories, and I know that especially when he was in Denver that it was, all right, Russ is kind of full of himself. But it's crazy to me that there's so many other athletes out there who have had all sorts of issues. Could be with the law, could be whatever it is, and those guys are sort of glossed over like, ah, great guy. And you forget about this instance where it was something much more serious. With Russ, it's just because he's maybe a little corny. Like, that's yeah. the real knock. That's it.
It's like LeBron James. I feel mm-hmm. like it's very similar to LeBron James, where people, like, don't like the over-the-top, like, goody-good act. And so, mm-hmm. like, it's crazy to me that, like, some people in the NBA find guys like Anthony Edwards more likable just yeah. because they're like, oh, he seems more like MJ. When you see some of the stuff that, like, Anthony Edwards is involved in off the court, you right. know, allegedly the way that he treats some of the girls that he slept with, which I do not agree with, it's crazy how people will sidestep all of that and be like, yeah, but have you seen his windmill dunks? And, you know, he's got that dog in him. Meanwhile, like, LeBron James does not take a single misstep since he has been in the spotlight since he was, like, 16. And people are like, yeah, he's corny.
Yeah, but he's got that dog in him. Got that dog in him. Well, the reason why we bring this up is that, once again, I mean, they definitely didn't get along well in Denver, but this has to do with Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. So we know the Broncos had an incredible comeback against the Giants last week, right? 33-32 on Sunday, where they scored 33. The Broncos did in the final fourth quarter. When it was over, Sean Payton, the head coach of Denver, asked about the G-men, and then he just dropped this in about their quarterback situation.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent 4 of my early years there. Coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11. Close with the Mayor Tisch family, and you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
So it's not terrible. But it seems like, and maybe I'm overreacting here. Are we overreacting? It seems like kind of a subtle dig, like, oh, man, I didn't want to face Jackson Dart, not Russell Wilson character. Sure, no problem. And then Rush responded yesterday on X and basically said, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still hunting 15-plus years later through the media. Because, of course, bounty hunting is something that Sean Payton got suspended for an entire season back in 2012, because a few years earlier, the NFL alleges that the Saints had a slush fund in New Orleans, where if you're a defender and you knock somebody out of the game, then you got paid. Bounty gate, essentially. And Payton was suspended for that. So that's what Russ was referencing. So was this a big deal? Are we all overreacting here? Or was Peyton kind of like, yeah, let me get in one more dig at Danger Russ Wilson?
I feel like this wouldn't have been a big deal if Russell Wilson hadn't responded. Because, like, this is the craziest part of it. Because Russell Wilson is normally tweeting Bible verses and motivational thoughts. He is not a petty individual, and it feels like usually he is trying to rise above this. So when you see him stoop to somebody's level, you're like, uh-oh, what's going on with Russell Wilson? I don't know if he, like, consulted his, like, PR firm or something before this, but it just felt like a very out-of-character move.
Yeah.
So clearly it struck a chord with Russell Wilson. And we knew that this was not a great relationship when they were both in Denver. Like, that was no secret. So, like, it's not shocking to see this. I don't know who's right in this situation, but I will say this. Russell Wilson got absolutely paid, like, over $200 million, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard for me to sit here and be like, oh, I feel so bad for him getting drunk in the media. You can pay me $200 million and drag me in the media all you want.
Also, you know what I love? I love that when Russ tweeted this, he did put the hashtag, let's ride. Like, very self-aware. I know you're rolling your eyes, but it is funny that he referenced that. I mean, it has to be self-aware, right? If not, if he's still dropping, let's ride, after all this time, then somebody needs to get in his ear and be like, hey, man, that you got to stop saying that. But I think he absolutely did it on purpose. It was a smiley face emoji and a sunglass emoji. I'm probably saying them wrong now. They probably have new meanings, but clearly he was laughing about it, so I think he knows what he was doing here. But it's not like him. It really is. And you're right about that. Normally, Russ just does not go in on anybody.
Right. So it was very out of character. I don't know if this is a new Russell Wilson that we're going to see from here on out. But it'll be strange to see, like, what his next step will be. Because I do think that he still has a lot that he could teach young quarterbacks. And I'm really interested to know, like, how he is with some of the younger guys on the roster, because we've seen this with older quarterbacks sometimes, that when they are afraid of losing their job, they don't, like, really give too much insight or, like, information to the young guys. But, like, some guys, you know, look out for the greater good of the team. They're like, hey, listen, like, this is what I've learned in all my years. I do think Russell Wilson would be great in that role. Like, for me, as somebody who is a Titans fan, I would love to have somebody like Russell Wilson on the team, so Cam Ward would have somebody to learn from, you know? So I do think there is a role for Russell Wilson in the NFL. I don't know if it's starter anymore, and I'm sure he wants to continue to make $30 million or whatever. But a lot of it will be his pride. Like, how much of his pride is he willing to, like, move to the side in order to give back?
Yeah, and also, people forget, look, Russ has had an awesome career in the NFL, and I just don't buy into this idea. I think it's such a stupid idea. That if you struggle late, which he has struggled in Denver and with the Giants or with the Steelers before, like, all of a sudden, nothing that you did mattered. I think that's such a dumb argument, and I've heard that a few times. And it was just a couple weeks ago on Amazon Prime. Richard Sherman was saying that. Tony Gonzalez was saying that. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, you can say, okay, at the end of his career, fine, he wasn't the player he was before, but they don't take away your accomplishments. Do you know what I mean? It's, you can say, all right, maybe a little shine is off because he wasn't as good at the end, but you still accomplished what you accomplished, full stop.
I think this is a popular conversation right now because of Bill Belichick.
Yes.
And it is mind-blowing to me the amount of people who are forgetting how many Super Bowl rings that Bill Belichick has won. And people are just like, this guy's an idiot. I'm like, do you not remember the dynasty that he had in New England? And I know it's very easy to be like, well, yeah, you're the greatest quarterback of all time. There are other, you know, coaches who have had great quarterbacks and have done far less. So I do think that Bill Belichick still deserves a ton of credit. He's a great defensive mind.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, we live in a culture of, like, what have you done for me lately? And that is a prime example of it.
You ever sat down with a bunch of old people? Like, this is definitely a sports thing where people just, like, lose their minds and act like what they did earlier didn't matter. And just talk with someone who's lived a life, and you'll find out so much about them. And you're like, oh, my God, that's amazing. I used to do this when I was in Austin. I would visit a bunch of old men every week at Einstein Bagels every Tuesday. And one guy had a hospital named after him because of his advocacy work in the state of Texas. Another guy drove a tank in World War II. And I would sit there mesmerized by these stories. And if you didn't know any better, you'd be like, you're just sitting here, you old drink coffee. What have you done? And then you're like, oh my God, what an amazing life. And you respect that. But in sports, people act like, those Super Bowls? I don't know. I remember you going out with that young girl. Like, people just suddenly just treat your life differently.
Right. But, like, you can't live your life for those people anyway. Like, I do think Bill Belichick probably needs to find a stronger moral compass.
Fair.
Maybe moral compass is not, like, the right word to use, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Maybe the decision-making and, like, what his opinions are based on is not, you know, in the greatest of places right now. But still, it simply does not take away from what he has done. And we've had this discussion before. Like, how many athletes get to ride off into the sunset on top?
Yeah.
Like, it is very few, and that's why it's so celebrated when it actually happens. Like, even we give this treatment to, like, Peyton Manning because he won a Super Bowl before retiring, but that was on the defense. Like, that was the year the Broncos had Von Miller, and it was the year that Cam Newton did not go after that fumble. So it's funny how we rewrite history according to, like, what we want. But, in fact, like, Peyton Manning was throwing absolute ducks. Like, his arm was not great.
But he got him there. He got him there. And the best point I ever heard about that whole argument, which sticks to me or sticks with me to this day, is, yeah, that is true. And also, no one's going to Denver unless Peyton is there. Like, the reason why free agents came to Denver was like, this guy can lead us to a Super Bowl. Like, if some regular quarterback is there, if Russ is there, someone else, people aren't flocking to Denver to help them win a Super Bowl. They knew Peyton could get it done, bad arm or not. Well, the Jets are at it again. My God. You know what? Just repeat this and play this each and every season. It's always something. Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, is now ripping Justin Fields. He defended head coach Aaron Glenn this week, but then ripped Fields in the process, saying this: it's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that he's got. I mean, he has ability, but something is just not jiving. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season. Johnson did point out a quarterback change is up to Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn has said, I don't know who's going to start this week, either Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields, because Fields started last week in that loss to Carolina. Taylor came in the second half, threw two picks. The Jets signed Fields to a two-year, $40 million contract this offseason. $30 million in guarantees, and it is not working out.
Yeah, but, like, let me get this straight. So you're the owner of the team, and I'm sure you had a say in signing Justin Fields, and now you're saying, well, what are we supposed to do? We can't win with this quarterback. Mm-hmm. You chose him. This is like when I get in, like, a fight with my husband. He's like, you're acting crazy. I'm like, well, you married me. So this is on you.
Fair point. Well, and the crazy thing is, too, if you're Aaron Glenn, what an awkward position that puts you in. Like, it's, hey, you know, this Justin Fields guy, I would not go with him. Like, he's not good. I you know, but I'll let coach make that call. Well, if you're Aaron Glenn, you haven't won a game, wouldn't you be like, I guess I better go with Tyrod Taylor here?
That, or you use it as, like, a rallying cry. You go up to Justin Fields, you're like, do you hear what this guy's saying?
Yeah.
And you, like, turn everybody against the owner, like, a la Major League. You're like, listen, you gotta prove this cat wrong. And maybe you use it as a motivational strategy, but again, like, I don't know if motivation's enough for the Jets. Like, they can be super motivated, they're just not a good team.
They're so bad. Fields has a career low QBR of 32.1 at his 31st. Out of 33 qualified quarterbacks, the Jets win total now sitting at 3.5, Chelsea. Juice to the under. You know what? Go under 2. We can go under 1 at plus money. They're just such a mess.
Ah, and that division is tough. You know, maybe they can win against the Dolphins.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, maybe it'll be a competition to see, like, who's the bigger dumpster fire at the end of the year. Because, like, what Mike McDaniel's been saying, oh my gosh. I don't know if you've heard some of his sound bites. Me and Jake think he is actively trying to get fired.
He can't even complete a sentence. He just can't. It's, Dolphins, Jets, that's going to be a battle. Coming up next to the show, before we get into Week 8 of the NFL, we'll tell you what we've been streaming and if you like our recommendations or not. It's Chelsea Messenger, big NBA fan, Michael Jenkins. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It's Wednesday. Coming up on the show, to stream or not to stream? That is the question we will try and answer. We're talking about the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel, and how he's just kind of losing his mind. Like, his quotes coming out right now, and you were telling me about one of these, are just wild. Like, him explaining a loss, he can't even articulate it. Or maybe he can, and I wonder if he's trying. It'll literally be something like, yeah, you try, and then you go, and yes, yeah, it's tough, but you're out there, and you put a lot into it, and then, you know, it works, but then it doesn't. It's we're doing what we can. It's the NFL. And you're like, that's your quote? Takes him, and he drags it out for 45 seconds. And then you were saying that he said something about Tua Tagovailoa because the Dolphins might go with Quinn Ewers this week?
Yeah. So somebody asked him, they're like, okay, so who's taking the reps this week? And he said, all right, so Tua's going to take the snaps this week. He's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks. So Tua has 10 picks. So that was a direct shot at Tua Tagovailoa, who is his starting quarterback. Now, if you think about this logically, why would you want to break down like your starting quarterback who has had all kinds of issues with confidence and like staying on the field? But Mike McDaniel just is appearing as somebody who just doesn't handle adversity very well. Yeah. And in fact, like, it feels like he makes jokes because he was saying this very sarcastically and even like laughed a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's like those people when like they go to like a funeral or something, and it's like they can't handle it, so they make like inappropriate jokes. Do you know the type of person that I'm thinking of?
I do.
I feel like I've seen this in like the movies or like TV shows where you're like, that was really off base. Like, maybe you shouldn't be joking right now. But in fact, it's not that they're trying to be like mean or whatever. It's just they don't process emotions very well.
Yeah. And he, I don't think he's processing those emotions. I don't think he wants to be in Miami. And he looks it. Like, you can see it. I'm not trying to knock him and his appearance, but I mean, but
body
the
language.
Facts. Yeah, but if you look at his body language, if you look at how visually how he appears compared to, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, he looks like a dude that has been just totally beaten down and is downtrodden.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those prime examples of, like, for a while we had this trend of like young head coaches in the NFL mm-hmm. that were really smart and great at the X's and O's. And it was like a departure from like the old football guy, like head coach. That's like more of a motivational presence, somebody who's like big, physical, strong, former player. And we saw that with like Sean McVay. We saw it with like Kyle Shanahan. I don't know Kyle Shanahan's background, but it feels like Matt LaFleur kind of fits that mold as well. And so I think people saw Mike McDaniel. They're like, hey, here's another really smart guy who can lead a team. But I think it goes to show that like leadership is a huge part of the equation as well. And like, this is the exact opposite of like what we see from like Mike Vrabel, who's very good at that aspect, but maybe not the best X's and O's person. But I think in the NFL, you have to be a presence that people listen to. Like, remember like the guys that you're commanding respect from. Like, these are huge individuals. These are huge dudes, big personalities, people who have their own legacy. So sometimes I feel like he does not have control of the team in that regard. And it feels like people just don't respect him.
Well, and once you lose a locker room, then it's over. Like, yeah, it's over. Mm. Like, there's just no winning it back. Whenever you hear a coach going back to his players to sort of, you know, smooth things over or to try and reinvent the message or just try and turn things in a different direction, like, it's already done. They've already moved on. It's like when you hear the players only meeting, you're like, oh, okay, that's not a good sign. Same thing when the coach tries to repair the locker room. It just, it doesn't work. And I just don't think he wants to be there. And frankly, I don't blame him. Well, when he gets, and I say when because it's coming, when he gets the axe, guess what? He's going to have some stuff to stream, and we are here to help.
What are you watching?
We enter Jenks Streaming Corner, where Jenks and Chelsea tell you what should and should not be streaming here on The Daily Tip.
What are you watching?
I like that this is elevated. The streaming corner. Like, we're watching regional Shakespeare plays, and instead we're just sitting on the couch. At least I am. Like, yeah. Let's see what's on Prime today. I haven't watched that in a while. The Perfect Neighbor on Netflix. That's what we streamed the other night. Oh, man. What a tough watch, I'm going to say. I think it's number one or number two on Netflix right now. And so it's a real-life documentary about a shooting that occurred in Florida a few years ago. It has to do with the Florida stay-in-your-ground laws, and it's almost all body cam footage. And we're starting to see more of this because, of course, video cameras are everywhere. And so I will say it's very fascinating. It's very good, and it definitely wants to take you inside the grief that occurs, particularly when you're talking about racial issues that sort of intermingle with crimes that take place. So it wants to humanize the victims. And so you see a lot of the grief. And I know this is a very heavy subject, but even for me, I was like, this is really difficult to watch. Like, I'm one of those people, I don't think everything should be shared, right? Like, sometimes I see people share something on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. I'm like, not everyone needs to see this. There's something about having a moment to yourself or with your family that not everyone needs to see. But here, the more I thought about it, and I talked about it with the lovely Catherine, is that it's very intentional because of the issues involved. So, very good watch, but just be ready for it. The Perfect Neighbor on Netflix, and the executive producer, Soledad O'Brien.
So was there like a moral to the story? Like, I'm trying to follow the plot, but like, what did you, because I understand sometimes things need to be heavy and things need to like have a lot of weight to them. Because like, I remember they made us watch like Roots in high school. And I was like, this is a lot. But like, listen, like, it's important for us to know the history of our country and like some of the things so we don't repeat them, obviously. So like, was there a moral of this? Like, were you supposed to learn something from it?
I think the issue was, and it also depends who you are as a person, right? So if you look at stand your ground laws in the state of Florida in particular, there is definitely a skew towards people of color who are victims of these laws, not necessarily getting the justice that people who aren't of color get. Right. So it sort of wants to take you inside the grief and show you real world and real time emotion so that you humanize and don't dehumanize the people involved. And you don't just split it up by race and you say, no, regardless of race, these are real people being impacted. And here's how they're being impacted. And so it wants to have that effect on you. At first, it seemed a little intrusive to me. Like, I don't know if I need to see this. I don't know if I want to see this. It was very heavy. But then now I understand why, like, the point that you're trying to make. There's definitely a certain viewpoint that the producers and the creators want to share.
Well, at least people are watching it. Like, didn't you say it was number one on Netflix? So, like, I will say that is the good thing about our culture now is that I think people are more open to learning and, like, having, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm giving people too much credit. Because then you, like, see what people comment online. You're like, no, we're not progressing as a society. But that is a lot. Like, I think it depends on, like, what stage of life you're in. Like, if you have a lot going on, like, in your own life, I feel like it's really tough for me to watch stuff like that. Because, Jenks, you know what I'm watching. Like, the lightest stuff you can possibly imagine. Like, all I watch is reruns of shows that I've already watched. Like, I don't even have the mental bandwidth to watch a new show. I'm rewatching The Office again. And I do think that I have, like, some takeaways there that, like, the final season was just, like, sad and too much. And it's wild how, like, the perspective of, like, Jim and Pam's relationship, you're like, wow, Jim's not the greatest guy. And it's funny how just because somebody is, like, attractive, we view them as, like, the protagonist. Because, like, I think my takeaway is that, like, I think the character that has actually the best life in that is Phyllis Vance, who's married to Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration. Like, their relationship is the best, but because she's not young and attractive, that we're like, oh, no, it's Jim and Pam. I'm like, no, that's the love story we should have been following.
Phyllis over there. Yeah, the Jim and Pam thing has evolved over time, but Bob and Phyllis, man, forget about it. Also, I was watching, it was an interview with, was it Rainn Wilson? And he was saying that, who of course played Dwight, and he was saying that during the time he was so miserable during The Office because...
Really?
Yeah, he was saying now he's so grateful looking back because it's an amazing experience and everyone still keeps in touch. Like, there's text threads, like everyone is still very close after all this time. But he said that when it was happening, because The Office was just such a fireball of attention and everybody, it was just the hottest thing on TV, he was almost upset and miserable that he wasn't getting like movie roles and more attention. Like, it didn't lead to something bigger. And so at the time, he didn't understand that, and he was miserable wondering why that wasn't happening, and he had been typecast a little bit. And then he said, but now I look back and think, oh, I'm grateful I should have maybe enjoyed that even more because of how special it was.
Well, and, like, that's a role of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And, like, after Michael left, and it was, like, it felt like it was Dwight carrying the show.
Yeah.
So, like, he was... I know a lot of people think that, like, Michael Scott is the main character, but honestly, after rewatching it, I feel like Dwight makes the show.
I think it's the chemistry between the two is... And even with Jim,
well,
too.
Well, obviously, they're each.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
They
but
all
it's
play
that,
the role.
Yes, exactly. But the give and take there is, I mean, it's just brilliant TV that really, I don't want to say hasn't done before or since or hasn't been done, but it's close. I mean, it's one of just a few rare examples, which is what made that show so incredible.
I wonder if they knew that in the moment. Because, like, there's even a quote in The Office. It's like, I wonder, I wish that we would have known that this was the good old days before it was the good old days. Because, like, think as an actor. Like, if you will, like, because obviously Steve Carell has reached like other levels of success. But like for a lot of people, that's like their crowning glory.
Oh, yeah.
But that was one of the greatest shows like of that decade. So
no
it
question.
Is something to hang your hat on.
Yeah, there's a story about the producers taking out the cast of Friends right before the show aired. And the producer says to everyone at the table, I want you to remember this moment because you're never going to be able to go out in public again after tonight. That's it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Come on next on the Daily Tip. Yeah, it is Wednesday. We're going to hand out first impression roses next, right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.